Harper One and Harper Audio present Transitional by Munro Bergdorf, read by Maya Jewell. In memory of Sarah Ava Fursey, thank you for showing me the truth about love. The love that I deserve, the love that others deserve, the love that I owe to myself. I promise to live this life for the both of us. Introduction. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes, I ask myself this question. What if I'd just done nothing? What if I'd remained stuck in purgatory between the hand I was dealt at birth and the outward lie that appeased those around me? How long could I have kept it up? What if I had just let life play out with no intervention? How long would it have taken for me to find an alternative happiness, one that would have stuck? Would happiness ever have shown its face, or would things have continued to unravel? Who would I be now if I hadn't started searching for who I was back then? This isn't to say that I for one minute regret transitioning. It is the single most courageous act of self-love that I can fathom. Today, I am a world apart from the shy, nervous, blank canvas of a child I once was. But it's hard not to ponder where I would have ended up if I had headed down the other fork in the road. I can't imagine the outward lie would have lasted long. I've never been very good at keeping those kinds of secrets. A double life never much appealed to me, especially after having to live so long as someone I wasn't. I've always been an all-or-nothing kind of girl. I usually think these thoughts when I am my most run down, after I've exhausted my body in trying to keep up with my mind's pace. I tend to unconsciously push myself past emotional checkpoints that I'm not physically or mentally ready for. And the thoughts usually accumulate in a wandering mind inside a burnt-out brain. My decision to transition was a life adjustment, not a life change. We do not all of a sudden become a whole different person upon the realization of our transness. None of us becomes a whole different person the moment we start presenting ourselves in a way that aligns with who we are on the inside. We do not change just because people start to see us differently from how they initially perceived us. And what struck me when I started to contemplate these ideas around my transition was just how deeply transitioning is ingrained in our human experience. It is not a process that only trans people go through. Transitioning is universal. We all do it. Transitioning is an alignment of the invisible and the physical. It's the truth rising to the surface. I believe this to be one of the most fundamental and essential aspects of the human condition, and part of our experience as a conscious being, no matter who we are. As time goes on, we all develop as people. We all encounter traumas, lessons, and transitional moments that not only shape us, but when contextualized and after we've healed, can bring us closer to a shared understanding that our differences unite us. We often aren't as different as we are led to believe we are. None of us ever becomes someone else entirely, regardless of how we identify, but nor do we stay the same forever. We all transition. It's what binds us, not what separates us. Be it through moving from childhood into adolescence, our sexuality, our gender, in our relationship with love, our racial identity or individual purpose. Every aspect of our lives is in transition. And if we can apply transitional thinking to our lives, we can begin to deconstruct both the internal barriers within ourselves and the external barriers between each other. This benefits us all, both as individuals and in order to create a global consciousness. We all worry how other people see us. And conversely, the idea that someone may not be who we perceive them to be is a narrative continually employed in our storytelling, from Shakespeare to Richard Curtis movies, and from Coronation Street to RuPaul's Drag Race. But why are we so fascinated and obsessed by our human transition? Why has so much time and space and creative storytelling been given to this idea of being or not being what meets the eye? I think it's because when we observe someone change and evolve as a person, it makes us question how well we really know them. And this, in turn, makes us question how well we ever truly know ourselves. I look forward to the day when people view a gender transition as no different from other socially accepted transitional narratives. For many, a transition is a coming-of-age story of sorts. It's no different from a girl becoming a woman, a boy becoming a man, or an apprentice becoming a teacher. One way or another, we all transition. It's merely a discovery of self. But a discovery of self with an audience of fascinated spectators, gatekeepers, and non-believers. Perhaps it's the visual element of a transgender person's transition that makes it such a difficult process for society to navigate. So many other ways in which we transition aren't as tangible. I have been made to feel like a spectacle in parts of my life, and I found this traumatizing. So sometimes I ask myself, what if I had just done nothing? What if I had just let life play out with no intervention? And the answer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?